Have we or have we not all encountered this, right? We spent 22 million hours. I'll say that again. 22 million hours on hold to make a service complaint last year. That's 13% up on the year before. Government departments are the worst, no kidding. Only 18% of us thinking the service was good. ServiceNow are the ones who've done this particular survey. New Zealand country manager Kate Tulpa is with us. Kate, morning.
Good morning.
Is it reverse psychology? They make it so crap that you give up and hang up.
I don't think anybody designs a business, and if you know anything about the cost of acquiring a customer and marketing to them, there's no way that you set up a business in order to provide a terrible experience. I do think, though, there's a couple of things at play at the moment. So first, of course, we've got living in a country high inflation, so the cost of our dollar or how far our dollar goes is not nearly as far as it went last year. So we've got rising expectations from customers, and we're also seeing that some of those industries that have done really well in the customer service space, like retail, for example, kind of was forced a few years ago in order to stay in business, to survive through the pandemic. They had to improve and change up the way that they were delivering customer service in order to keep their customers. So they've invested in technology, and they've invested in the kind of tools that New Zealanders are saying that they want to use and engage in. Two out of three of us would rather prefer to solve our problems via self-service. And nearly half of us in New Zealand now self-report that we would trust organisations to use artificial intelligence to deliver us better customer service outcomes. So we apparently we would. I was excited by that number, Mike. I think everybody should be, because this is a real moment for New Zealand and a great opportunity for us to take advantage of.
Do we trust AI because we can't get anybody on the phone, and when they are, the line's so bad and they're in the Philippines?
I think we're looking for three things. Kiwis are telling us about what great service looks like. We want speed, we want accessibility, and we want empathy. And technology, AI, chatbots, and automation can absolutely be delivering us at least two of those three. And the third one, that's a new space for artificial intelligence and one that's definitely being worked on. But we're as a nation screaming out, saying we are ready for this, to nearly half of us are saying that we're ready for it, and it's only 2024. It's pretty new.
All right. Well, we'll get you back next year and see if that 13% has dropped down to zero and we spend fewer than 22 million hours waiting. Kate Tulp, ServiceNow New Zealand Country Manager.
For more from the Mike Hosking Breakfast, listen live to Newstalk ZB from 6 a.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.